This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Rational economics doesn't always guide how we make decisions about our money in the real world. As part of our series called Brain Drain with Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk, we're exploring the ways in which our minds are rigged to cost us money. Now, this morning, a conversation about interventions that can make us think better and perhaps save more. Catherine Milkman is Professor of Operations Information and Decisions at the Wharton School. Professor Milkman, good morning.
Good morning.
We all want people to save. It's something economists look at a lot because we don't do enough of it generally. But the immediate pain of socking away money is hard. You've been thinking about what to do about this?
We've done some research suggesting that people are more excited and motivated to pursue their goals following what we call fresh start dates. So dates that demarcate the beginning of a new cycle in your life, like the start of a new year or a new month or a new week or following birthdays, following holidays. Those are times when we actually don't feel as much pain about pursuing our goals.
Now, if someone's just blown past your birthday without starting a new savings account, there are other opportunities, right? We have the new year coming up.
We do. The New Year's a great opportunity. Unfortunately, our research actually didn't show that that was particularly motivating in the context of savings. There are a lot of possible reasons for that. It may be a time when we're belt tightening because of Christmas spending, for instance, and it may be harder for people to think about setting aside money. But it might be possible to do it in ways that are distinct from what we tried.
That's interesting. Okay, so we can use these moments in the calendar, perhaps. What about other things that you've studied that might nudge us in the right direction on being more prudent with our money or saving?
So there's another fantastic study that I'm a big fan of and was not a collaborator on, but admire greatly. And that study was done by Shlomo Benarzi and Dick Thaler. And the study looked at a program they call Save More Tomorrow. So what they did is they offered people an opportunity to link savings with future pay increases. So you're signing up for a program where you'll start saving out of your next raise. But as a result, you won't actually see any dip in the paycheck coming home to you. And so people found that very attractive, and it significantly increased savings rates.
But the basic principle is save your raise. But if you put in a system to encourage that, you get good outcomes.
That's right. And I think it's questionable whether if you asked people the day of getting a raise, if they wanted to save, whether you'd see the same benefit. So there's this nice feature of it that when you're making the decision, it's abstract, it's far away. It feels like this is the right thing to do in that future moment. And you don't have to make the decision in the heat of the moment when, hey, you'd really like to have that money to spend on some splurge item.
Catherine Milkman is a professor of operations, information, and decisions at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Professor Milkman, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All of our Brain Drain series is accumulating at marketplace.org if you're interested.